This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Historic day we find ourselves at, ladies and gentlemen, because today is Martin Luther King Day, but it's the best Martin Luther King Day ever. You know why that is, Todd? Best ever today, right
why
now.
Why is that?
Because public workers for the city of Fargo have a day off. Therefore, it now is officially a real deal Martin Luther King.
Oh.
Now we can say Black Lives Matter. That's right, because we've accomplished that very important goal that a number of Caucasian city workers have the day off today, therefore it's
wow.
Only being a little bit cynical.
How would he? What would he say about the whole BLM thing, anyway?
I don't know. I'm tired of these little debates. To tell you the truth, I'd rather focus on the genius of Martin Luther King, and there's a lot of things. I think of the lessons he taught us, and we're going to ask a little bit about that today. What lessons did Martin Luther King teach us? And seriously, stay away from the silliness and that whole debate. With Fargo and the city workers was silliness. It was a distraction. It was politics. It was whatever. But I'm not going to let that take away from Martin Luther King Day today. And I happen to think the best lesson he taught us, us being America and Americans, those he was out trying to influence, was, you know, and this is a good one for kids. Don't be a victim. It's easy to be a victim, right? And then run around and feel cheated and lesser than, and you kind of get that whole pity party going. And did he do that? Did Martin Luther King play victim? Absolutely not. He said, I don't like what's going on. None of us should have. And he said, I'm going to do something about it. You know, whether it's the march, Selma, whether it's pick your episode and that speech. I mean, do you get any better than that? I have a dream. How long was that speech? God, see what you can round up in the way of a speech. Maybe we'll pull some excerpts from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech today and relive a little bit of that genius. So we have that today on the docket. As you probably can hear, there's a little bit of noise behind me. We're at the University of Mary, and we are moments away from the beginning of the Twins Caravan kicking off in North Dakota here this morning. Valley City later today, Grand Forks tonight, tomorrow night Fargo, some Minnesota cities as well in the early part of the day tomorrow. So a lot going on. In the house is, I'm in awe because this to me is closest thing to royalty when it comes to athletics I can find. Tony Oliva is here. And we're going to chat today on the program with Tony Oliva a little bit about his favorite memories as a Twin and what he thinks of, a brisk North Dakota morning. Boy from Cuba. I don't know if he's too cool. Maybe he's used to it by now. I don't know. But anyway, that and much more with Tony Oliva coming up. Of course, Trevor May and Tyler Duffy, two members of the current Twins outfit, and Corey Provis, the voice of the Minnesota Twins, is here, and the kids' favorite, T.C. Bear, as well. So, neat opportunity for fans here to take this in, but for fans that aren't here, we're going to take a good chunk of this today so you can, wherever you're at, warm up a little bit. This will be our effort to warm you up, is give you a little bit of Minnesota Twins baseball today on the program live from the University of Mary. So we have that as well. Last night there was a Democratic debate, and as near as I could tell, the war on terror is unnecessary because we must be just fine. We're okay, I guess. It wasn't mentioned. They were all given an opportunity to say what their three, I don't know if they gave a number. They just said, what are your priorities? And, you know, raise the minimum wage. Was up there, and, you know, of course, more government health care was up there, and there was one thing after another. One thing after another. They kept cranking. And I didn't hear once in there, we have to keep Americans safe, we have to protect the homeland. None of that. Absolutely incredible. So, quite the telling event. And a lot of Trump bashing, too. Everybody that watched this, I'm talking about now the Democrats that are, you know, the focus groups and the work done, a lot of the analysis on it was this thing was a slam dunk for Bernie Sanders. Inopportune time, if in fact that's accurate. Got to admit, I didn't watch it. Just taking in most of the analysis on it in a few clips. I can't lend It's sort of like the President's State of the Union address. I just, you know, everything starts to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher, and it doesn't do any good for me to watch it anyway. I am honestly interested in what's happening because it's something we do on your behalf here on the program, but didn't do much for me. So, and a little more time now after the weekend to assess what Doug Burgum entering the Republican race for governor means. A lot of buzz about that this weekend, and I think I would fairly say some hand-wringing on the part of Republicans that I would say, you know, really we're ready for Wayne Stengem to be the governor. Now, the folks in the Becker camp would say, well, wait a minute, what about us? But I'm just telling you how, you know, sort of establishment Republicans in the state think that this was, Wayne Stengem was on his way. And I've said as much myself, that, you know, if you were to, you know, put down a handicap session there, go to Vegas, say what's going to happen, that's for sure. And a lot of folks just want, really unknown. What's this going to mean? I don't know. You know, concern. I remain of the opinion of something I said on Friday. This is a good thing. This will make everybody better. Everybody's game goes up. One more candidate in the race, a non-traditional candidate, makes everybody's race better. Jeb Bush is 20 times the candidate he is today than he was when he started this race because Donald Trump has schooled everybody up on the passion and concern and anger that is out there among, you know, North Dakotans, you know, Minnesotans, South Dakotans, Montanans, America. So I think this is a good thing. Now, the big question that's out there is, well, okay, he's a non-traditional candidate, sort of like Trump. He's a business leader, sort of like Trump. He doesn't obviously have the bombastic way of throwing the kind of, you know, one-liners out there and the sort of the Trump brand of just saying the most outrageous thing. He certainly isn't that. But he does bring some skill sets on the business leader side to the race. But the big difference is, are North Dakotans mad about the direction North Dakota's going in? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So then the question will be, you know, okay, well, who best to keep it on that track? Right? Who best matches up with my values? Those are the questions that will be asked in the coming months. In the meantime, I say again, let's just keep our powder dry here and watch this, engage in it, ask questions, you know, probe, find out. So, great fun ahead. Those are a couple things on my mind. Anxious to find out what's on yours. As I say, we'll pick up some of the twins of the caravan here from the University of Mary today that is just cranking up. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You know, North Dakota's been an oil and gas producing state since 1951, but more recently, the technology, particularly horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, has unlocked this potential of the Bakken and the Three Forks formations. So now, North Dakota is the top oil producer in the nation. 1 and 2 with Texas. Texas number 1, North Dakota number 2, surpassing California, 19th largest oil producer in the world. And while prices are low right now, which means rig counts are low right now, there's still well over 1 million barrels of oil a day coming out of the ground. There's still a ton of natural gas coming out of the ground every single day. That's pretty extraordinary when you think about that. And I saw something quite interesting this weekend. I saw gas at $1.59 and diesel at $1.99. Think about that. $1.59 for gas, $1.99 for diesel. Folks, if you think that's no big deal, I mean, I know you like it, and we all like it, right? We fill up, it's a lot less, but the impact on the economy is incredible. One study out there says a penny. Every time you lower the price of gas a penny, you add $1 billion in to the economy. Oh, man, is that phenomenal. That's pretty phenomenal. So, and we should all thank the oil and gas industry in North Dakota and what's happened, the innovation behind it, because this revolution, this American energy renaissance that's happened with what's going on right now is why we have the prices we do, because it's led to that much more oil. And I love it when the simple laws of supply and demand work, and they are working right now in a big way, and it's fun to see. So thank you, North Dakota Oil Can, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and their Facebook page, North Dakota Oil Can, to find out more about the good work they are doing. That'd be wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. If you want to get a call in pronto, And just leave your message. You can always do that at 800-228-0550 by pressing 1 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That's 800-228-0550, extension 1. You can call us locally at 258-0550. That's extension 1 as well. You can text Todd. Todd, you got the Cloverdale Big Flavor texting machine all ready to rock and roll this morning?
All ready.
701-226-8503. A couple quick questions if you want to answer them. Did you watch the Democratic debate? Who won? What do you make of the fact not a single Democrat mentioned national security, terrorism, as one of their top priorities if they're elected? Does that scare you? Does that worry you knowing one of them is going to be on the ballot and have a chance to get elected? What was Martin Luther King's greatest lesson? What did he teach us? What was his greatest lesson? Another question. Quick text answers. We love it. Get them in at 701-226-8503. Tony Oliva coming up on What's On Your Mind and the Twins Caravan Program here from the University of Mary. You can't be here. We'll have it for you on the air on What's On Your Mind as we continue straight ahead. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Past the hour, rolling on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And they're cranking up here now at the Twins Caravan event, University of Mary. A little video they were showing the crew just ended, so we'll have the whole gang here shortly. We're brought to you today by High Plains Apache, by the way. You know the Apache sprayer is the only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty? That's right, you buy it, boom, 5-year warranty is included. Not to mention the fuel efficiency that's with that. No other player sprayer provides the fuel efficiency as the Apache sprayer. Less compaction on your ground. Lightest footprint in the industry. And, of course, that mechanical drive is really the secret. It results in a more rugged machine, makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain. And, by the way, at High Plains Apache, they have models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons, booms up to 132 feet. That covers some major ground there. Some great use sprayers on the lot, some great financing deals. High Plains Apache, Mandan, and Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, right across from Bonanza in Moorhead. All right, Corey Provost is just starting to introduce some folks here, so let's pick this up a little bit, see what we got here from Corey Provost and the scene here.
One, he just got married a few weeks ago. He hails from Houston, Texas, comparable weather that we're having here today in Bismarck. But the Twins needed some big starts in September, and, man, this young man delivered. He threw curveball after curveball. But the arm, the shoulder, elbow, everything remained intact, and he was such a big part in that great September run. How about a hand for Twins right-hander Tyler Duffy?
How about that, Tyler Duffy here? I'll give you more of the intros in a moment. We just had a text from a listener, Paul in Minot, driving north on Highway 83, mile marker 217. I guess there's a huge moose north of Minot, so be careful.
This is Tyler's first caravan, also on his first caravan, a guy that you heard Paul Molitor, Terry Ryan speak of. He came to camp as a starter last year. We saw him start, but then in the second half, the Twins needed some power in that bullpen, and this guy brought it. It's a question he's going to be asked often this week, and we'll get to it, I promise, in just a bit. But top of the hand for right-hander Trevor May. And last but not least, I mentioned that this is Trevor's first caravan. This is Tyler's first caravan. This next gentleman, ambassador, has been doing caravan annually since 1964. The one, the only, number six, eight-time All-Star, former Rookie of the Year, number six, Tony Oliva. Member of the Twins Hall of Fame, of course, but last year we learned that he was one lousy vote shy of baseball's Hall of Fame. One lousy vote. He missed on that, but hopefully that honor is going to come in the near future. Tony, let's begin with you. You got the microphone right in front. Caravan, as I said, you've been doing this every year since 1964. Why is this so special for you year in, year out to do the Twins Caravan? Yeah, I'm sorry.
You see, I
got
it's special for me to. I came, you know, I started in 1964, my first year. I remember when I first started, there was cold. There was very cold to play the Met. But the Steers, hey, no, it was cold for you guys. You guys used to come over there, and we got over 1.5 million people in those days. In those days, not too many teams drew 1.5 million, and we did it. Thank you to the people from North Dakota and South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, all over. And I think Calvin Griffith did the right things, make sure to sign a group of the players to come into this part of the country to impression, to say thank you. Because we appreciate what we do for us. Also, I love this part of the country. When I came here, my first year in 1960, I don't remember exactly, I think it was in 1965. I came to Bismarck and Jamestown. Jamestown was cold. You know, Bismarck is cold. Jamestown was more cold yet. You know, I come from Cuba. I don't know what was called me. The people say it's called, but I come like this guy today. Yesterday he came, he only got a little sweater on and a little jacket. Right away he said, "Oh, I never experienced something like that before." I never experienced that, something like that before in this town, North Dakota. And the guys taking me to the store to buy me one of those Russia hats, you know, a big hat, and everything. But that wasn't my first caravan. After that, every single year they have a chance, I come in, I go all over. I used to go all over North Dakota, South Dakota, to meet the people, you know, and be close to you guys. Plus, right now, it's beautiful to be here. I know I take too much time, no?
You're doing great. Keep going. I'm not cutting you off anytime.
No, it's beautiful to be here because a lot of the people here have the opportunity to see me play. Because a couple of the guys here is from my age, a little bit. I like younger because I'm old. But they're not right now here with the kid, with the grandkids. I see all those young kids here today. Yeah, I go tell you, I got a little message for the young players. I like all you guys here who want to play baseball or any kind of sport. Hey, nobody will give it to you. You have to work hard. You have to listen to your mama. You have to listen to your papa. You have to do your homework. It's very important to do your homework. Every chance you have to go to the field and practice. Practice making better. You see those two guys right here? They are professional. They are big league already. Okay? They don't stop practice and work. We go to Florida for spring training for 6 weeks. But beside that, I bet you today when we make the last stop, they find a gene to go to practice. I think they're crazy. Because they say, you know, you still have plenty of times to go to spring training. But they want to be ready. You know, this baseball is the same way to go to school. I believe if you do your homework, your grade will get better, a lot better. Plus, your mama, your papa, your coach will be very happy. Anything you want, they give it to you. You have to hit those books and listen, okay?
Thank you, Tony. Both Tyler and Trevor flew into Bismarck last night, and the bus picked up Tyler at the airport. And you know, he comes out of the terminal, and he's just got like a Titleist golf hat on. I'm like, you're going to need more than that, man, around here this time of year. But Tyler, we'll start with you. Caravan, your first time doing this. Why did you want to do this? What did you hear from other players about this experience? Oh, sorry. There you go.
While they try and find Tyler or Mike, we'll take a short break here. It's Tyler Duffy and Trevor May, two of the Twins players, current Twins players that are here right now as well. And, of course, you heard from Tony Oliva already. Corey Provis here, too. And some fans will ask some questions from the crowd, too. That, and we continue the Twins Caravan at University of Mary today. More on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields and then helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? $1 off any ice scraper, and $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1, big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, Chuck Wagon, chicken and Swiss, for just $1.99. 1.5-liter bottles of Ice Mountain Water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back there, fellas. I'm waiting for my cue. I didn't hear it.
I didn't either.
Oh.
Go ahead, Scott. There.
I'm not deaf. I hear
what?
The music. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hello. What?
We're back at the University of Mary Twins Chair Bands. Tony Oliva's answering a question about Miguel Sano right now, so let's listen to that here a little bit.
How good he go play the outfield and how much it will affect him and his brain. You know what I mean? If he plays, he makes some good play in the outfield, and that he gonna be happy to play there, gonna be a lot of fun. But we have to wait too because he's you remember he only played half of the year last year, and when you a young players, the first couple of years you weren't doing good in the big league level to establish yourself to be a big league ball player. Because one thing you don't want to do is come back to the minor league. I don't believe anything going to happen with Sano. I don't think they're going to send him back to the minor league. I don't think they're going to say, hey, you have to go to Triple A to learn to play outfield because he's too good a player. We have to wait for him. I love to watch him play. I would love to watch him hit. And the few times I saw him play and play the infield, I like the way he played. I think we got a guy that I think he could be a good, great ball player for us.
You hear that okay, Tom?
I felt great. They asked me after every start, Molly, Terry Ryan, they all would come to, hey, you feeling good and everything. I told them, it's like, I feel great. I want to keep throwing as much as possible. They gave me some rest in between some starts at the end there where they skipped over me once in the rotation, things like that. But I just kept working, kept sticking with my routine to try and stay as healthy as I could be. I felt great at the end of the year. Jokingly, I said I would have loved to keep throwing, because I just hit that sweet spot and I felt great. I took a couple weeks off, but at the end of the year, and then I just got after it. I've been working out ever since, and hopefully I'm just trying to get as strong as I can before we go into spring training and trying to get to that 200 inning mark. I mean, that's the number you hear of now. Everybody, if you throw 200 innings, you're that guy that people can rely on. And, that's a goal I think every starter has going into the season. And I think I was 4 innings short of that. So hopefully I can get there this year and maybe even more than that.
Trevor, Tyler mentioned the name Paul Molly, and you got a chance to play for him. reality when you kind of look back?
Trevor May being asked a question about Paul Molitor.
Yeah, absolutely. Thing I knew about Molly, especially when I came over, is he's a player's coach for sure. And he was there and he's done it and he did it a lot. And he knew what it takes to be able to play every day and what it takes, you know, with our travel schedule and everything and just staying fresh. And if you're a guy that he can call on when he needs you, to get the job done, I think that that's something that he's just looking for in every one of his players. And I think that's something that everyone knew that about him. And they were just ready to get the job done. So just you saw the execution this year. Guys are coming up in huge spots. Guys coming down, coming in and shutting down a game. Starters coming and going deep because we needed them to. All kinds of stuff. I think that started with Molly. And we knew that before coming in. And all those qualities came out in a big way from him as a manager for sure.
Him manage day in, day out last year. What did you take away from
talking to your friend Paul Molitor? I was very happy when he got the job as a manager because he was preparing himself for a manager situation for the last 2 or 3 years. He got the opportunity to manage different teams. Seattle offered him the job, Toronto offered the job, Milwaukee wanted him to manage too. But he feel in his mind he no was ready, or he no want to manage those things. But now, after the last year, he was a coach for Garden Hire. You can see him in the dugout watching every moment, and he was ready to manage it. He was a guy who played the game. He said that's the guy who played the game for 20 years on the good managers. And watch the game. If you see him, watch the game. He all the time is on the, you know, in the game. Watch it, and learn, and take some advantage for the other manager. I think that not surprised me how good he managed last year, because he got confident in himself, and he know how to handle the players. It's one thing. He know how to handle the players. He know how to play them in the right situation, and how to use them. And the player like him too. Because, you know, he's different than Garden Hire, because Garden Hire play around, very nice guys and that. But Molitor is the most serious guys, more businessman guys. And he did a beautiful job for Austria. I think he could do a great job for this organization for many years.
So a couple more for me, and then I'll come to Tyler, about leadership. Tori is, you know, retired and had a great career. A guy like Bud Humphrey is now with the Tigers. Who are the blossoming leaders that you got a chance to see, and who do you think will fill those important roles here moving forward?
I'll be interested to see. I mean, because we've got a lot of guys who, you know, have some significant time, you know, in the major leagues. I mean, Irvin Santana, we got him last year. You know, he's kind of can bridge that gap between, you know, especially Spanish and English. And so he's one I relied on a little bit in the course of my time there. Are we good now? Okay. Irvin is one I relied on. You know, got Glenn Perkins, who's been there a while, been there, done it, you know, in a closer role. You know, he could possibly have a big voice in there, but it's one of those things you can't pick someone to do it. You know, it's one of those things somebody will show up one day and you'll just be like, you can tell they're taking the reins. And I think that'll happen, you know, probably starting in spring training, you know, somebody will step into that role, and run with it. I mean, and, cause it's, once that happens, you know, everything kind of falls into line after that. And, you know, having that strong leader definitely pays off, you know, when the times get tough. And I think that'll be it'll be fun for me to watch, you know, and see someone go into that place and, you know, lead me down the road. So I'm looking forward to an opportunity to do that.
Well, you know, just being able to see how guys handle their business at that level, it's something that you have to experience to understand. And it's a learning process. So I took it just kind of even down to the simple things, like how do you get your bag when you land in a new city? Because it kind of just goes to your room, evidently. And I was like, I was panicking. I didn't know where to go get my bag. And I'm asking guys, and they're just like, it'll just be there. Don't worry about it. So I was like, oh, okay. So I thought I had no stuff. Yeah, like little things like that. But it's just kind of all part of it. And you know, on the field, just playing the game the right way. I learning how to prepare at the big league level with all the information we have. And what stuff you can use and what stuff you know, it's just too much sometimes, and just learning who you are. It's almost like you have to kind of redo it because it's a little bit of a different, preparation, in the big leagues. But, coming into this second year and then seeing having a guy like Torrey, keeping it light and, having a lot of fun and reminding us that that's what we started playing the game for. And that's where the love came from to start. And now that we technically do it as a job, it's still a game. And just kind of learning how to keep things light and also, take care of business. I mean, he was invaluable and that's something that I'm going to take from this moment on or from last year on. And I think, going back to what Tyler said, just seeing we're going to see the guys like Plouffe, like Dozier, like the guys who have a handful of years now, all kind of just start to step in those leadership roles. And you know, hopefully in the next few years, I have a handful of years, and there's guys a little bit behind me that also do the same thing. And then I think that's how you build good teams. I think that's how you build good teams over a long period of time. And I think we're right there.
You're listening to a Twins Caravan live broadcast from the University of Mary today. Twins players Trevor May and Tyler Duffy. Twins great Tony Oliva. Voice of the Twins, Corey Provis, is emceeing this. TC the Bear is here. A nice crowd on hand at the University of Mary for this. They'll be in Valley City tonight, then up to Grand Forks and some Minnesota, Western Minnesota communities as well. I'll see some of the crowd has a question. Let's go to that.
I watched you for many years at the old Met. And I wonder, what pitchers did you have the most success with in your career?
The question, Tony, was he watched you for a long time at the Met. Was there one pitcher you saw that you knew going in, I'm going to get this guy. I have numbers. I have success against this guy. I got him. And there had to be more than one.
Well, you know, sometimes there was a good pitcher. You know, when I play in New York, I don't care who pitches. I hit over there good in New York. You know. Defense was, you know, right fielder very short in New York. The people's crowd, you know, they yellow, they call you all kind of names. They throw you some, you know, all kind of stuff, you know, when I play there. But I love it because I used to hate the ball so good in New York. That Tony Meyer, you know, Tony Meyer, when he came to pitch, I used to kneel at him so many times. But sometimes some pitcher like Catfish Hunter, when he pitch, I know. He may get me out, but I go hit four rope in some place. I go hit the ball. Sometimes you have more confidence and get you one pitch and another pitch. He's a right-handed pitcher. I go to Detroit. I face Mickey Lawless, one of the best left in the league. I love to hit and get you him. See, sometimes you can see the ball different, get you one piece.
See, great or what? We're going to sit down with him a little later on in the program today as well and hear from the great Tony Oliva. Martin Luther King Day means a lot of kids are out here, which is a good thing. We're going to play that famous I Have a Dream speech and chat about some things in the news coming up, too. So stay tuned. We're live at the University of Mary with the Twins Caravan today on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before the top of the hour, back live, University of Mary today on What's On Your Mind. Crowd asking the question, a few of the Twins caravan members here, which of course include a couple players, current players now that are playing. Trevor May and Tyler Duffy. Trevor's answering a couple of questions right now. Let's pick this up here. Tony Oliva here as well. Corey Provost. And probably time for one or more, two questions for the audience before they wrap up here. And we wrap up our broadcast today from here as well.
Twice in spring training. So, you know, and actually once during the season last year, too. Wow, that's not good. I came into a game. I think we went to the Baltimore this last year for four games, and we swept them. I think that's when there was a big, turnaround for us kind of in the second half there where we started going on a run a little bit. And I'd never thrown 3 days in a row. Actually, I the first time I ever threw back-to-back was the 2 days before that. So it's the last day. They're like, we'll probably avoid throwing you because you haven't thrown 3 days in a row. And a situation came up where we were able to tie the game in the eighth, and I came in for an out. And it was Matt Wieters at that point. But we get out of it and we're tied. Or actually, we tie it in the next half, so we're tied. And Molly goes, got another inning? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And I got in a big spot, and I had a guy in second with it's the bottom of the ninth, guy in second with Chris Davis up. And, you know, he's such a big, strong guy. He's like Miggy. He can just miss a ball, and it'll get out of the park somehow. And I got ahead of him, and I tried to waste some pitches. It was 3-2, and I was like, it's a big spot here. And I knew exactly, conscious in the moment, was big. It was a big spot, and I was it. Threw him a fastball up and in, got a swing and miss. And I think at that moment, you know, simply by how the series was going and having the confidence in me to go back out for the ninth and get the job done so we had a chance to win the game in the next inning. And then getting the job done, I think that was one of the first times that I, like, consciously went through that whole thing. And it was really proud moment for me, you know, being a part of that, kind of how things were turning around for us and having an active role in it. And it's good to have those moments and make sure you look around you and just see where you are. And I think that's one that really stands out in my mind.
How about just two more questions, then we'll give away some prizes. Yes, come here. What's your name?
Cordelia.
Cordelia, who's your question for? It could be for any of them, all of them.
For all of them? Who was your favorite baseball player when you were a kid?
Great question. That's a great question. Great question. Thank you. Tony, who was your favorite? Who was your favorite baseball player when you were a kid? Was there somebody that you looked up to and said, that's the player for me, that's the guy?
Well, my favorite, because why was a young guy before I signed professional, I never had the opportunity to see any professional baseball player. I hear in the radio, you know, that Cuban Winter Baseball League and Minimino also very famous ball players. But when I came here to America, yet I watched the game. I watched Willie May, I watched Hank Aaron, all those, because I watched the good ones. You know, you learn a lot from the good ones. But I watch Art Carline play right field for Detroit. Yeah, I want to play like him. Yeah, I think that was my inspiration to work so hard and practice and practice. And yeah, I was feeling very proud about my field because when I started, I was the worst you ever saw. I used to sit down on the ground and the ball was going through my leg. 4 years later, I win the Golden Glove in American League. Yeah, I thank to Art Carline for that because I want to play like him.
Thanks, Tony. Why don't we just pass the mic. Trevor, next.
Tony mentioned mine earlier. Nolan Ryan was my favorite. When I was young, I threw the ball everywhere, too. Mine wasn't on purpose, though. But growing up, my dad always said, you know what? Just throw as hard as you can, and then we'll figure out where you're going to throw it later. And, you know, fortunately, I didn't learn that till I was, like, 25. But, yeah, watching that guy pitch, you could just see that he wasn't gonna get into anybody. And when Nolan Ryan was pitching, it was the Nolan Ryan show. And, I mean, from what I've heard, I've never got to meet him yet. Hopefully I do at some point. But from what I've heard, you know, if a hitter challenged him today, he would be like, there's no way you'll hit me. And he's just a bulldog. And that's the type of stuff I've always wanted to take out on the mound with me. And, you know, it didn't get any better than Nolan Ryan. And I'm sure Duffy liked Nolan, too.
I love it when you can find out the you know, the age differences on a question like that. It's pretty cool. Live from the Twins Caravan at the University of Mary today, brought to you in part by B-Mobile, North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, the name you know, and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know, at Verizon, they like to say because every moment matters. And that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. Local, family-owned, they carry all the latest smartphones and tablets to keep you connected along with the personalized customer service you deserve without the lines and all the hassles. And they're everywhere you're at, whether at home, at the lakes, and beyond. You'll find B-Mobile Verizon near you, Williston on 2nd Avenue West, How about downtown Devil's Lake? How about North Broadway and the Dakota Square Mall in Minot? Botno on 11th Street West. Find a location near you. BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a short time.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.